Hey, what's up, everybody? It's a new episode of D Start Show. Hey, what's going on with you, Nikiva?
Yo, hey, y'all. What's going on, D?
Hey, not much, man. I'm glad this Christmas holiday is over with, man. Finna move into this new year, new platform. Hey, guys, those that been requesting to see our face, to see how we look, we'll be on TV soon. Our next show will be shot on our Facebook Live page. So we're doing big things for 2024.
It's going all the way up, 2024.
How was your Christmas?
Christmas was good. This year, I know we talked about that like a few episodes ago. Like, I didn't do too much buying for like adults and stuff, but my daughter, she got everything she wanted plus more. So I was happy to, you know, make sure that she was able to get everything she did, me and her dad. And her birthday is coming up in like 10 days. So I have a birthday right after Christmas, my baby. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do with that. But I was blessed. You know, Christmas, it's always a blessing to still be here. I really didn't go hard on gifts, you know, giving or receiving gifts. I wasn't like, you know, big on that or holding it against anybody. I kind of never do. But this year, especially, I was just like really grateful. So,
yeah, man, December's kind of hard month for me, man. It's Amber's birthday, got Christmas, I got kids that got a birthday at the beginning of the month, man. It's a lot going on December, man. So, hey, I got a question. So, December babies, should they get Christmas and their gifts?
Yeah.
And a birthday gift?
My mom is a Christmas Eve baby, and she's always felt gypped her whole life because people pick and choose. So, I feel like it's not fair because we all get our own separate birthdays at any other time in the year, and they just get one day. And it happens to be Christmas.
Yeah, I think that.
What'd you say to Kim?
Her service went out, I think.
Yeah, see, the Gary connection, but I'm serious.
But yeah, I think they should get double the gift. I mean, not double the gifts, but they should get the same thing they would get if their birthday was any other time of the year.
Yeah, a lot of people say that same thing, man. But it's a lot of struggle. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. If I go big for you on Christmas.
My connection did not go out. I don't know. Y'all just couldn't hear me. I had to jump off and jump back on. But I forgot what I was saying.
Well, we were talking about December birthdays and should they get a birthday gift and a Christmas gift if their birthdays is close to Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I think they should. Even if your birthday on Christmas, I think you should be like able to get like, okay, this is the birthday gift. Then have your Christmas gifts. You know, because I mean, just that do make you feel kind of jipped because everybody else, like you said, get 2 days to kind of celebrate, you know, a birthday and a Christmas. And when it's all wrapped up in one, it's like, dang, you know, where's my second day of, you know, good things? But
Already get their birthday snatched up because they got to celebrate the holidays with their family, so it's not really like people showing up to their birthday parties and stuff like
right.
that. They're doing it like far away from the holidays before or after the holidays type of thing. So,
or even not even being able to do exactly what you want if your birthday fall on the holiday because you know, you're expected to do family things and then you might not, you know, you might want to go on a trip but you might not want to be here. And then people holding it against you that you're not, you know, doing family things on the holiday but it's also your birthday. So, I definitely think they deserve.
My mom just got to the point where we've told her, like, you can go on a trip for Christmas, like, because her birthday is Christmas Eve, so she all just felt like she had to be at home with us, especially now that we got Aiden, like, but we told her, like, no, you can go on a trip, like, you're not missing nothing, we're going to do the holidays regardless, or we'll just do it when you get back,
mm-hmm.
or before you leave, or whatever, so you just got to be, paying attention to your person. And also too, it's like even if you are scrambling for about gifts and stuff, you would have had to get that person a gift at whatever point throughout the year, so just make sure that you set the bread aside to make sure you do both.
Yeah, because sorry, D.
That's kind of funny that y'all talking about
it. Did you say, Jordan?
No, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
So at what age do you say, okay, hey, look, it's just a birthday?
It's just a birthday?
Yeah, it's just a birthday.
I don't
know,
because my shit is a holiday every year. So I don't know what it feels
why
like.
Why does it ever have to be just a birthday, though?
Like, I'm going to celebrate my every year living because life is hard. Every year that you accomplish or finish another year, I feel like it should be celebrated.
I think whether for me or for yourself, it's like I could pick and choose and be like, you know what, this year I don't want to go as hard as just another birthday. Like, I feel like I should be able to pick that for myself, but for somebody around me that I'm expecting to celebrate with me to not take it like seriously, like, oh, it's just her birthday, I'm like, that's kind of, you know, messed up. That's
funny. Yeah, because everybody around me, their birthdays is a big deal. So if you down my shit, like, oh, it's just another day, it's like,
I think it's kind of suspicious for dudes to be real excited about their birthday.
That's for a dude to be excited about his birthday?
Why is that so?
Why? He can't be excited that he alive another year?
I mean, when I think about, like, planning for a birthday, I think, like, female shit. That's just me.
Or just planning to celebrate yourself and, you know, or celebrate what you went through, or just another trip around, you know, the sun. I don't think that's, I think you might be thinking about the time and effort like put into it, but planning is planning. I don't think it necessarily matters. But just an update on my person I was telling y'all about. He got the boot, y'all. This man
already.
This man did not give me a Christmas gift, and he blamed it on his child support.
What?
It's good. Are you,
Eva? Hey, we don't shift gears today for the show.
What?
But look at here.
I'm agitated, boy. You done just upset my soul.
Wait.
You okay? Question.
Because, okay, let me give y'all the backstory. Wait, I'm gonna give y'all the backstory then, because I could see this show is about to shift, but I think this is an important thing because I'm pissed off about it and I couldn't wait to tell y'all about it. So, listeners, listen up to my story time. So, boom, you know, me and dude, we rocking, things going, you know, good and stuff like that. He brought up to me, like, do you want to exchange gifts for Christmas? Now, this was back in November, maybe a little bit before October, end of October. I'm like, yeah, sure, that's cool. You know, send me a list of some things you might want. I'm not like a person that's good at like just paying attention and picking out things. Like, I'm not really that good. And I'm not good at like telling people what I want. Like, I've never like been good at being like, all right, I want X, Y, and Z. I've been looking at this all year because I'm not like big on stuff like that. But anyways, I sent the little list of some stuff I might want. He sent the little list of some stuff that he might want. Boom. So time is going by. Time is going by. Christmas is approaching. 2 days before Christmas, I'm at a holiday party, and I get a text like, I need to talk to you about something. At that point, I'm like, what? So I'm like, okay, whatever. We chop it up, and he's like, essentially like, yeah, so I already knew he was getting like he paid child support, but I guess now that he has two jobs, it's like one of the jobs have the, you know, baby mothers reported his second job. So now, and this could be a lie. This is the thing. I don't know nothing about child support. This could be a lie. So he's saying like they taking the child support out of both of his checks. So he worked 2 full-time jobs, 7 to 3 and then 4 to 12 Monday through Friday. They taking money out of both checks, and he wasn't expecting it. They just started taking it out the second check. He wasn't expecting it. Now, my thing is, Christmas the same day every year. You been told me since October was we talking about exchanging gifts. So you telling me 2 days before you still ain't had no gift? You wanted to get that in no way.
All right, let me play devil's advocate, because that could be true. Not could be true. It is true. It don't matter how, they don't just take child support out your first job. They taking it from your overall income. So if you got 3 or 4 or 5 jobs, they gonna take a percentage from each job.
Indiana full of shit.
Indiana is definitely full of shit. But so that's probably not a lie. Secondly, what I will say is that circumstances could change. He could have told you earlier, like, look, my finances is not really looking that good, so I don't think I'm gonna be able to exchange gifts with you. Because, yeah, 2 days before Christmas is a little wild. But maybe he was, like, waiting to the last minute to see if he could pull it off and realize he couldn't pull it off.
Which I understand that, too. So let me interject this part. As we're having the conversation, he's, like, telling me about the child support issues. I'm like, are you telling me this, you know, for a certain reason? Like, is there a point that you're getting to, something that you need me to know, or are you just trying to keep me in the loop? He's like, no, I have nothing to tell you. I'm just trying to keep you in the loop. Mm-hmm. I asked a day later, like, so is that your way of telling me that, you know, you ain't gonna ever give me nothing? And then he like, oh yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Ain't that what I asked you? Meanwhile, I already had what I was gonna give. So I have already had it. I spent a hefty amount of money on it. I just didn't know how to feel about that. Now, I will say, I'm not one to just like kick somebody when they down.
completely stop talking to them, you know, XYZ or anything like that. But it made me take a step back and look at things and see some red flags that I didn't see before once this situation happened. So then the next day, he like, oh, damn. Yeah, he just talking. He like, man, I'm pissed off. I'm like, well, what's going on? Man, my car down. That mean I ain't got no way to work. I ain't got nowhere. I just feel like it's kind of early to just be telling me about your financial problems all the time. Like,
but you expected a gift, so he has to tell you about his finances because you're expecting something from him.
That's true. That's true.
So hey, he feels the need to like keep you in the loop on what he got going on, because it's like, I don't want you to just think that I just was fucking around and just didn't do. So, like, let me let you know what's going on with my finances. So, either he's being way too transparent for you and you would have rather not known.
So, in that instant, I don't think it's really just that. And you giving me a different look at it, because it's like, I'm trying not to be like a B word, you know, because it's not like about like, but I'm just thinking, like, I just feel like if you was waiting 2 days, it's like, where was the thought, the consideration? Where was all of that going to go into in the
baby girl, that like, man worked 2 jobs all day.
Okay, so that's why I'm asking y'all perspective. That's why I'm asking y'all perspective.
Like, I agree with he worked all day.
He does.
On top of that, he got all those kids to buy for Christmas. So I'm not saying that it's even selfish to expect something from him when y'all not even, like, together. Because last time you told us that y'all not together.
Right, so but he didn't have to ask me, did I want something?
Hey,
right, but the circumstance could have changed where
y'all right. So I needed this perspective because I think
apologize to that man.
I apologize for what? I ain't said
let me know when it's my turn.
Okay,
so,
Jordan.
So Nikiva, since you're like a listener letter tonight, so Joy, you will give your opinion, then I'm gonna go last because I got something for you. I'm gonna solve the whole thing for you.
Okay. Bruh, Nikiva, you know me and you go way back.
Not that
you
far.
You dead ass wrong.
Okay.
You dead ass wrong.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you why. You said that man worked 2 jobs, and that's all day. You feel me? And he got baby mama drama on child support on them papers. And to me, Christmas just a money grab for big corporations to get a gang of my money at the end of the year. So I'd be like, nah, I'm straight. But if he asked if you wanted to exchange gifts, I'm almost pretty sure that he had intentions on doing that with you genuinely. Because as a dude not finna be like, oh, let me come out some bread, or let me pretend to, you know what I'm saying, fabricate a story where I gotta come out some bread for shorty if I really didn't want to come out no bread. Especially if my finances hurt, ain't no way. I'm not even bringing that up. What are we talking about? And then on the...
wouldn't do anyway. They not even finna ask you, do you want to exchange gifts? They're just asking.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Hey, like, would you? I'm gonna buy you something. For Christmas, I'm gonna just get you something, and then they don't get you nothing and don't say nothing about it. At least he was transparent about what he had going on.
So yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's like you gotta appreciate that. And honestly, if you're not used to dealing with a man that got like finance issues like that, his finances is stretched kind of thin.
How many kids you got?
Got like 5.
5 kids, baby girl, and he working 2 jobs for because he on them papers. I'm surprised this man brought up giving you a Christmas gift. I would have told you, I need a Visa gift card.
I definitely was taking on even y'all perspectives of consideration when I was thinking, and I could have been just being like a little bratty about it, but it's I think it's the fact that like it's so new. And when I think about it, like, he just bring up his finances not being in order a lot.
And the finances is hurt. They're hurt. He's hurting.
The insecurity. Because most of the time when men are, I feel like when men are transparent about their finances is because they want you to be aware. Most men that flex about their finances when it's not in order, then you end up with issues. At least you know where he's staying. So you can either choose to deal with it or choose not to.
Picked the man knowing he was on them papers and got 15 kids.
But I didn't.
Don't lie to the man.
I didn't know. Okay, well, I will say that's like, I will say too, that's the only hiccup that's kind of been coming up. I feel like I'm very good, like, to that man, like, as far as like me being like, well, and he's told me like, he like loves the way I treat him and stuff. Like, we was telling each other what we like about him. He's like, you know, he liked the way I treat him and all the things that he's, you know, I do these characteristics, whatever, whatever. So I do think that it's something that I can get past, but I'm glad y'all gave me perspective because I was kind of feeling like, I think it was the last minute part for me, like,
I really think he probably thought he could pull it off last minute. A lot of people are last minute shoppers for Christmas, so don't take that personally.
Like, I'm big on consideration.
I didn't buy nobody nothing. I bought nobody nothing.
We still waiting for our gifts in the mail.
Baby girl, keep waiting.
Hey, but hey, I got one.
Go ahead, dude. What you think?
Mine totally different. Hey, you in the beginning of the relationship, and all these stuff right here coming up now. You're doing right. Get out while you can. I'm saying, what? I get it. Get out while you can. Because
what?
This is a trend. Because now you're planning the future with this person and you want to grow with this person, y'all always going to have that on your bike, a finance issue.
Because my thing is, we can't get past the child support.
You can't get past.
You got,
man, the man is making negative $200 a month and you sitting up here talking about a
it's different. It's honestly different when you're not holding, like, this is not somebody I've been with for years. I'm holding them down. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like if you don't got the money to date, then dating might not be good for you right now. If you don't have any money at all, like, you working for a $200 check, we can't go on dates. You can't really court me in the way that you feel like that you want to court me. You know, you already be dog tired. And I'm not being like selfish because I can appreciate a hardworking man. I'm just saying at the stage that I'm in, I do want to be like courted a certain type of way. And I feel like I get the short end of the stick on kind of a lot of the aspects because the one, he worked a lot, so it's not a lot of time. Now, and so even before, it's not a lot of money.
Right. It got to be one or the other. Like, either you don't have a lot of time, but when we are together, we making perfect use of our time. Or
I don't, like, think it's perfect. You like it's that. a lot of laying up, which is quality time. I'm cooking, but he's sleeping most of the time.
He ain't do too much.
The man's working two jobs.
But that's what I'm saying. What I was leading to was like, don't settle. If you feel like it's settling, because that's just not the type of man you want to date. He got a lot of responsibility right now. It's not bad or good, but you just,
I'm
not
just
in
being
the phase.
Realistic, because Jordan, to be honest, yes, this man works all these jobs, he does this, but none of it benefits me. So I'm giving out a lot on my end.
There you go.
I'm
but baby girl,
lot, but
you picked this go. Man. Nothing that's you picked this man knowing he had all these responsibilities.
But okay, but Jordan, we're only 2 months in, so
no,
I'm seeing
she
everything
didn't know
that's
that.
Going
She's
on
just
now.
Finding it out.
Right. I knew he had responsibility that child support, but that wasn't an issue. It's become a bigger issue now because the second job has been reported. But I did not know that this is how this was going to be the trend of things. You know, you have to give it time to see, you know, feel things out. It's only been 2 or 3 months, so this is when you start to see things a little bit more clearly. I don't have a problem with the fact that he works a lot. I appreciate a hardworking man. I'm really kind of like traditional in that sense, but that's different when it's benefiting you or your household or your kids. Nothing that's going on with that is benefiting me. I'm not getting any dates. My quality time is being lacked because you're tired. I'm not getting any gifts. I'm serving you. I'm doing all these things for you. I'm cooking for you. You don't come over here hungry. You don't leave hungry. You being satisfied. I'm buying you gifts, like, just genuinely out the, you know, kindness of my heart. Are we doing things? And I'm not even thinking about money, but I've looked back, like, I've paid for a lot of things.
Nikita, you gotta motherfucker go.
Yeah, it's like you kind of already know what you want. So obviously this isn't something that is up your ass.
But should I allow him time to, like, self-correct or get, like, give it a chance?
It's not really much
what he can do.
It's not really much self-correction he can do when he's in a situation. Like, he can't correct his child support. He can't correct his job unless he get a better paying job. That's just one job that allows more time but higher pay.
Which
so it's like, if you want to stick it out and, like, encourage him to find a job that does pay better, so that way you don't have to worry about the whole money issue, then that's something that y'all could probably work on. But if he just super like, nah, I'm cool where I'm at, blah, 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 then it's like, all right, well, yeah.
And I think it's the syndrome of, like, I think I've spoiled this guy very quickly.
Yeah, you're a giver.
Not you.
I we're all like that, though. I think
being a Leo, that just come like that's something that we do.
Oh
like,
my God.
It
do, yeah,
it is.
Don't put it on the Leo. Don't do that.
No, Leo, it is.
Our natural givers.
And I think that I have like spoiled him so, and maybe made it so comfortable for him to be transparent with me, which is cool. But like D said, my only thing is, if I'm being here and I'm holding you up while you're going through this, but what is my benefit in it?
But
do you like that man?
Sometimes
yes, but it's more to things than just liking somebody.
Okay, but hold up. So you like that man, right?
Yeah.
He like you.
Mm-hmm.
But he broke.
Mm-hmm.
Take everything else out of it. Take the kids out. Take everything else. He broke.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still be with him because he's broke? How much do you like him?
Not enough.
Well, then let him be then. If you can't work, if you can't help that man work through his problems, knowing where he's at in his
life,
I just said that.
I said, should I give time to maybe let him self-correct?
No, there's nothing that can be self-corrected because these aren't issues that he's just having with personality. Or like going to get a job. How many more jobs can he get to correct his money?
And he has two pretty good jobs. Like one, he works.
You could go fight his baby mama.
Jordan, that was a very toxic answer.
Yeah, but hey, to keep it real talk, I'm saying that situation ain't gonna get no better. It's gonna always go low.
I don't see it getting better right now, and I would say.
I don't want to leave him while he's down. Like, I don't want that to be the reason. Like,
uh-huh,
oh,
my
God.
I mean, that's what it sounded like. I feel like we got to hold a nigga down. You do not need to hold no nigga down. If that's what you... If you're not in that space right now in life, don't put yourself in that space.
No, it ain't about holding him down. It's just like a job. You give 90 days to prove your damn self. And he proved himself less than 60. Let that motherfucker go.
Let him go.
I just think, yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I think realistically, like when you're trying to build or you know where you're going as far as being relationship, building the future, or looking for somebody as a teammate, a helpmate, a lover, a friend, all of those things, it is some things that has to be brought to the table. Now, it's not his fault, though. It's an unfortunate circumstance. That's the fucked up
thing. Oh, it's his fault. He went out there and sick and had five kids.
But that don't mean that he wasn't taking care of his kids before. Some baby mamas just do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just some out of spite, bitter stuff or whatever like
bitter
that.
Bitter baby mamas, yeah.
So but you got to take some responsibility in that.
Yeah, that's true.
He had all these kids.
If you'd have wrapped it up.
He right. You right.
So your job options is limited.
Because I'm not trying to judge nobody on their kids, but then, I don't know. I've been thinking real deep lately about who I give my time to, and I'm just like, okay, you got five kids. You're not with neither one of them. Mamas like, okay, what makes me different if I get pregnant? Like,
You're thinking about the right stuff.
I'm gonna just tell him we could be friends, and I'm here to support him.
Yeah, and honestly, that's a very realistic conversation y'all should have. Like, hey, I know you got a lot going on. I just am moving in a different direction in life right now, but like, we could definitely be friends, and I hope you get through your stuff. He's probably either A, he's gonna try to reassure you that it's not gonna affect y'all, but you can start listing off the things that you're like, no, I'm just not really interested because these things have happened.
And he also said he think he's slightly depressed. I asked him what he was doing yesterday. He said, reading my Bible. He's never read the Bible. Like, I never heard that. Now, like, which is a good thing.
But with five kids and two jobs making negative $2,000 a month, he need to read it. He needs to get closer to God.
You went from 200 to 2,000.
Bruh,
but Jordan, like you said though, I do really like. I fuck with him. I like him, whatever. But it begins to be realistic, and I think I need to stop sugarcoating it. It becomes it's unattractive, and it's hard.
This the whole thing.
To it though.
This the whole thing, bro. Let me say this.
No, I am attracted to him. But I'm just saying, certain characteristics outside of how somebody. Look or like yo, you know your feelings about them can turn you off. I ain't gonna say
we are grown. If you cannot, and we was just talking about how men be wanting a submission, but they can't be leaders, right? Being a leader also comes with financial responsibility. If you cannot take care of certain shit because you are financially irresponsible, or you went out and created all these bills, aka
and
kids,
these broken homes,
yeah.
But hold up, they're not even together though.
Hmm.
They wasn't even together. And let me add something else to this.
You
everything in a relationship.
What?
Everything in a relationship don't cost money, bro. Let me just say that on
that.
Jordan, if you listen, I said.
I know, but y'all not even let me finish saying what I'm saying.
Because you already going left. If you listen to me, I told you, yes, everything don't cost money. Yes, we spend quality time, but a lot of that quality time is him sleep. I don't get the value in things. I get the short end of every stick because it's everything else has to come before me.
Yeah,
he has asked me to be his woman, and I had to let him know, honestly, like, I don't think you're in a position to have a woman right now.
He's not. He has to sacrifice, too. Just like you sacrificing to stay in the house and lay up with him, he got to sacrifice.
And cooking, I'm cooking steak and eggs and stuff in the morning. I'm cooking motherfucking roast and cabbage around here. I'm talking about when you come
problem.
In.
That's why he's going to sleep, Kiva.
You know, the clothes is already laid out.
That's exactly why his ass going to sleep. He's got
the clothes is laid out at the shower. You ain't even got to pull out no towel or nothing. You come here, everything right there. All you got to do is get the shower.
She sound like she a wife.
Pause.
That's why I say I gave too much too quick.
Kiva, you love bombing.
Kiva, question. Why the hell is you doing all of that shit this early? You feeding this man roast, bro?
That's just, look, cooking is my love language. Y'all know I love to cook.
You can't, well, okay, I can't even talk because I damn near did the same shit.
But I'm not like intentionally love bombing. I think, and I've been love bombed before.
You want to be with this man. You actually like this man, and nothing's wrong with that. But I think what should have been explained as part of this is, hey, your financial state right now does not allow you to benefit me, because that's what you're saying. Basically, you're saying his financial disposition right now does not benefit you. It only benefits his kids. So understanding the nature of the relationship, them kids he got always got to come first.
Right.
Bottom line.
So you, at what point will you be in a position that you can do anything outside of that if that's taking all of your
But that's people? What I'm saying, baby girl. Them kids always coming first.
Yeah, I understand that.
So you got to be okay with being in sixth place.
Yeah. This Mario Kart, you in the back.
You in the back, bro. It ain't no getting ahead. They putting down banana peels every time.
Man, blue turtle shells.
Well,
I think we messed your brain up a little bit.
No, my daughter came down here whispering in my ear.
I'm like, okay. I know that was a lot, but all in all, maybe he's just not the one for you. Next,
yeah,
we'll be happy to vet out any other contestants.
That was a great listening letter right there.
That was. Thanks for sharing, Kiva.
I hope you take our advice. Let that motherfucker go.
She said, if you're broke, you can't touch this.
Let him just be a... don't let him be a man.
Yeah, he can be a friend, you know
what
I'm saying?
He can be a buddy, you know what I mean?
And you know what's crazy? That man really kind of going to be hurt because he not really messing with none of his baby mamas. He really don't got a woman he can lean on.
But that's the problem. You need to focus and prioritize your life so you can have something to offer. Then a woman would allow you to lean on her because you're prioritizing. But
well, I mean, what was he offering to you?
Prioritizing.
Wee.
Your life is not even halfway in order. That's a lot. That's a big.
Well, I was sold a dream, Jordan.
Would you benefit in this relationship at all?
Let me tell you guys.
He giving? Because it sounded like you was doing a lot of giving. What was my man's bringing to the table?
He was giving
butt. Sorry.
Pound Town?
No, listen, hold on.
Just left Pound Town.
So, my thing was, I have... Jordan, is that you?
Yeah, that me. I'm sorry, y'all. I got a little cold. My bad.
Yeah.
So, my thing was...
Don't do that.
That I was saying that, you know, this time around, you know, with things, I was going to try not to have, like, such this hard exterior. Like, I was just going to try to, you know, be in my soft girl era, do all these things that I naturally love to do. With, you know, anybody that, you know, I see myself having, you know, whatever. So, I think that, in a sense, maybe it was love bombing, but not intentional on his end because I wouldn't say it was a me thing. I was happy to get a lot of the quality time I was getting because that's something I was craving, and a lot of the time for the people.
So you just had.
Can you let
person.
Me finish?
No, I'm sorry. You just had. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
The lot, a lot of the guys that I talked to, you know, previously, they always was financially secure, but did not have the time to spend. So I think I was very much like infatuated with the, you know, the way that he was making time. And in the beginning, he was doing like nice little, you know, gestures. You know, we went out to eat maybe like a few times. You know, I met his family the first time we went bowling. I thought that was a good, you know, gesture, lunch money here and there. But then I do think I went overboard like on my giving, just because I think I romanticize things a lot. So I think like when I like something, I romanticize it, and then I'm in a fairy tale in my head and I'm just doing all the things I feel like I should do that feels good to do. And then I'm like, wait, I ain't getting shit.
But that's the thing. Us as Leo, well, I say us as Leos because me and you are the same way. We've had this talk before. You gotta give and wait to receive as well, because if not, we'll just keep giving and giving until you just spent. And then you feel like it's not balanced or reciprocated. So it's like, okay, do what's in your nature, but you can't fully do what's in your nature until you see reciprocity. Whatever. I can't even say reciprocity. Yeah, that word. So it's like, for example, like if you cook for him, say you cooked him a meal, okay, great. But like the next four times he come over, he expecting you to cook a meal, it's like, like you, instead of him expecting it, you have to pull back.
He was like, "What you gonna do with them steaks you got in the refrigerator? Like, why is you looking at my steaks in the refrigerator?"
And I would have been like, "Nothing.
You were hungry.
Absolutely nothing."
I mean, bro, hold up. Let's talk about this, because you exposed this man to a lifestyle. Now you gonna take it away?
It's only been 2 months. He'll be all right.
If a bitch cook me dinner every day and expose me to that lifestyle, and then say, "Oh, I ain't cooking no more." I got a problem.
It ain't gonna be like I'm just taking that away. I think we kind of need to slow things down.
I would say bring slow it to a complete halt.
Yeah, I think I don't know
until you see him reciprocating what you've already given out. If you stop doing today and nothing else came about with this situation, then you know that you were the one over giving and he wasn't that invested.
Well, today he had called me like, "My check tomorrow gonna be $366. How much you want?" And I was like,
"Oh, no.
$366."
Yeah,
after that,
and I was like, "If I take something, you're not gonna have no money, baby."
Baby girl, that man
I'm
needs
take
some
the
head.
Whole check. What the hell you asking me for?
That is crazy.
Like, what you ask stupid questions like that for? Like, dude, you
because I'm like, well, I'm thinking about this. Get $5. I bought this nigga some Tims, and that was $211. So I feel like I need my $211 back.
Basically, you a sugar mama, and I need to sign up because this is crazy.
I'm not no fucking sugar mama. I'm just I was under the impression I was getting a gift back.
Oh, got you.
I was under the impression we were gift giving. That was one of the
things. This was the first year that like I got outdid on Christmas, y'all. I really felt like I didn't even like do my best shit with my significant other. And I feel like I do that shit every like
because you in love and stuff.
Man,
hey, since y'all so papered up, man, don't forget them dudes next month.
I'm not papered up, first of all.
I am Akima not
dropping
up.
210 on some tens. Now right,
I had to
up.
Say, I saved for 3 months to get those Tims.
That's crazy.
I got $3, maybe two.
Heavens, I take them both.
Hey, yo, take them.
He worse than landlords.
So what I'm thinking is, okay, last question. So should I take the shoes back and get my money back?
There's no
or should I just get him
the
shoes?
Nah.
Yes. No,
hold on. You ain't gave him the shoes yet?
Hell no, I ain't giving them shoes.
So first of all,
what they look like? What size is that?
They a 10 and a half. They brand new. No, they I double sold.
First of all, Kiva.
What color they is?
Weak.
Shut up, Jordan. You don't need a damn
Tim. I do need a new pair of Tim, but I can't fit no 10 and a half. I need like a 12.
Okay.
You get your money back, because for one, that's not a small gift. It's not like you bought him like some jogging pants from Forever 21 and a t-shirt and you feel like he didn't get you a damn $5 gift card. That's a $211 gift. He's not gonna get you nothing compared to what you just gave him. So you gonna still feel one-sided. Even if he was to take you out to dinner for $50, you still gonna feel like you spent more. Go get your money back.
So, yeah, I think I'm just going to take the shoes back and then get my daughter some jogging suits for her birthday.
Hey, so, listen, I'm with Kenyatta on this one. I don't believe in the whole spending a gang of money on anything just because the holiday tell me I got to. So
I mean, it wasn't really the holiday. I just got, I asked him what he wanted. He told me a list of things. I actually, and first of all, now okay, that I think about it, that was the cheapest shit on the list. Who did that nigga think I was?
He thought you were big baller.
A sugar mama. I just told you that.
Oh my God. He did call me big money one day.
See, when they start calling you big money, you gotta
come on,
bro.
Hey, Joy,
come on, dog.
My significant other, shit, but he ain't finna call my ass big money. I act like I ain't got a dollar.
You know, the first problem is that why he putting Tim's down on the list and he don't even make enough to buy Tim's?
That bitch was just hoping anything popped off, bro. He didn't matter. He was just hitting for anything, bro.
Like, I'm gonna put everything on this list and made the Lord be in my favor.
Telly.
He prayed
but
on
my me. Thing is, he gonna wear a pair of Tim's that cost more than what he make in a paycheck.
See, that I don't know. Because that's weird.
Listen.
My boyfriend, his list was, he didn't have a list. Like, he didn't have a list at all.
I think it's very suspectual. I think it's very suspectual for dudes to have lists as
well. I mean, he had a list of things that he wanted to buy himself, but like, he wanted just jogging outfits, right? But he don't care to have Nike and shit like that. So I'm trying my best to add on to these gifts and could not think of really like anything. And the gift he got me, I'm like, God damn, like, I need to go buy some more shit. Now we in competition.
It really That's why black folks stay broke. Listeners, hit me out right now. This is why black folks stay broke. And it ain't just black folks. This is why people in general be broke as hell, because we out here splurging extra big bands on people for Christmas. Go invest that money into something.
And, okay, and this is another thing. So, now that I think...
So red flag, baby.
So, when the gift... So, when... Okay, this is a thing. When the list... When he asked me what I want, right? I was like, I don't know. Give me some time to think about it. I told y'all, I'm not like a person that could be like, I know what I want, you know? So, I was like, tell me what you want. So, when I seen his list, I'm thinking he big money from the shit he put on the list. I'm like, well, let me put some good shit on my list. So, I ain't getting out of damn thing on my damn...
And you ain't getting nothing but check stuff.
You ain't getting nothing but text messages and heartache.
Man. My boy, if you listening to this, you did your thing. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He ain't get them shoes, so he ain't do nothing.
He didn't, but he got some meals that only Martha Stewart know how to make.
Nah, he definitely got some. He definitely
the pot roast is crazy. I wouldn't even give him the pot
He definitely
roast.
Got the good food. And then he it's like, dudes, you know, I think it's just manipulative for dudes to play the sad role after they know it's some sad shit going on. Like, I'm like,
so it's not okay for dudes to be sad? I kind of agree with you a little bit too.
I'm talking about it's a little manipulative for you to understand where I'm coming from, but now you're trying to act like you just all down and out, and you like, you know. And then was like on Christmas Day, he was like blowing me up because he, I guess, seen like maybe on the internet that like I was with my daughter at her dad's house. He like blowing my phone up, like, I guess you're not responding, you too busy to answer the phone, good night, I hope you're safe, since I'm not worth the response. I see you.
No, you're not
Christmas.
Worth the response.
That's
dude.
Funny.
Go spend Christmas with your
I'm not
kids.
Finna lie, I'm not finna lie, he not wrong, but I'm not finna press nobody. If you don't answer my phone call, then it's just like...
You should be with one of the five of your children.
Yeah, that is crazy that he has five other kids.
He
right?
had all his kids with him on Christmas.
So why are you pressing
okay.
Please find something safe to do.
Hey, so because he's like, trying to make sure who is and who ain't clapping. Huh? That's
who
what
cares?
Dudes is watching out for.
I'm Go like,
you dudes do. That's what I'm telling you, the dudes
like
care.
That.
I just told you.
So let me read this message to y'all. So all of that, what I just said.
Oh, my God.
You got a message?
He had text. He said all that, like, I guess you're not answering the phone. Oh, I see you had a good Christmas. Don't worry about it. I'm not worth the response, huh? So you know what? That made me not want to respond. So I didn't respond no more. And he continued to call my phone maybe about
Fellas,
six times.
That is pretty feminine. Don't
so
be
then,
out here.
I'm like, good morning. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you just went in on me, but okay. He like, you know what? I apologize. As a man, I just feel like that's embarrassing. But hey, I can't blame nobody for myself.
What's embarrassing?
And another thing, I don't have a car right now. So I was expecting you to answer so I could let you know that. I'm just an emotional wreck right now. And then I seen you and your baby daddy. And I seen he gave you a gift.
What
oh my God!
Too much.
Stop right there.
I can't
stop it right there.
That's a manipulative guilt trip ass bullshit. First, because
my baby daddy got me a gift, so he feeling shitty as a man. You what the fuck? it got to do with me?
First of all, he already
This finna be the interview with Nikiva. That's the name.
Hey, yeah, so. The interview with Nikiva. Keep it going, Nikiva.
Let me tell you something, because Jordan already know this person I'm finna talk about. This guy I was dating for years. He was the same way, but he was purposely broke. Like, never tried to apply himself and would always be upset when people were doing better than him or that his situation was so bad, even though he could control his situation. Do not feel sorry for this man that he has 5 goddamn kids and child support. He put himself in this situation. If he didn't, he needs to sue those women because they raped him. Second of all, it's not your goddamn fault that he don't have no money. And you don't have to down yourself or not post what you got for Christmas because he cannot afford to get you something. Because at the end of the day, did he eat that day? You could have went and got me a gift card to Starbucks and I would have felt good. But no, you didn't.
That was my point also. Anything could have been appreciated. A pair of pajamas.
So at that point, it's about the consideration, like you said. Even if you can afford a very grand ass gift, it's the thought that counts. And you didn't do anything, so don't say nothing about what somebody else did.
Even to put it in comparison, you the dude that I'm messing with, right? I'm cooking. He really getting king treatment. Like I said, really getting spoiled. And to be honest, I don't do none of that shit for my baby daddy. That's just my bro. Like, we cool. Like, and so for somebody that I don't do shit for, that I'm not being like intimate with, to still think about me and yo ass after getting all of this from me, didn't think that you don't not get nobody nothing that gives, you know, you try to do something, you make something happen, write a heartfelt note. I don't give a fuck. You came empty handed. So you mad to see the little Coach perfume my baby daddy bought me. Now that make you feel less of a man. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Damn.
I think the reality of it is, bro, you got to understand how men work. Because I presume you letting this man clap. I presume y'all getting down.
We clapping.
I know. I figured. Because if we ain't, I don't care what you're doing, baby. You know what I'm saying? He trying to figure out who is, who ain't clapping, bro. Like, are you over your baby daddy house for Christmas type of deal? Oh, maybe they done started something back up. How much longer is my time in this?
But my thing is, it's only 2 months.
Hold up. Let me just say something to the fellas right now. You're in too deep. And now you got 5 kids and you paying all this money, bro. Your focus should be on your bag because this is ridiculous right here. I know I be getting on the ladies. You know what I'm saying? I be getting on the ladies heavy. But fellas, this is ridiculous. You have 5 children. And 2 jobs working extra hard, bro. Like, ain't no way that your focus.
Plenty you should be focused on besides the bag at this point. You can't afford
it. That's what I'm saying.
And that's unfortunate, but like, again, unless you're applying yourself to do better so that you can balance out your situation. Dating, remember we talked about this on the show, me, Jordan, and I don't remember who else was on the show, obviously D, but we talked about like, at some point, people have to make the conscious decision to see if they're in the space to date, like be in the space financially, mentally, and emotionally to date. He's not in it emotionally, mentally, or financially because he having breakdowns and all types.
Man,
and referring
Kiana, I'm gonna do you one better. I'm gonna do you one better, bro. We get on shorties all the time for having a gang of kids and going through a tough ass life and this, that, and the third. And fellas, again, don't be out here just having kids by these shorties that you don't like.
Yep.
Like, don't be raw dogging shorties that you don't like. Like, what are you doing? Because now you got kids with these shorties, and they don't like you, so they put you on in papers. Now you're making negative $2,000 a month, and this is ridiculous.
There was a podcast that they was talking about. Who was it? It was this one guy. I forget. He's like Instagram famous, and then it was this other gay guy. His name is Big Sexy. He does a podcast and he was saying how people make people their baby mamas. And it's like, why would you think that?
Oh, I watched that podcast. Sometime.
Yeah, like you didn't make your baby mama a wife. So why are you like looking down on single moms when you made somebody a single mom?
Right, or your mother was a single mom.
Your mother was a single mom. So what is there to look down on?
Hey, hold up. Like, hold up. Dudes can't control who their mommy is now.
I get that, but in the same token, the way you love and respect somebody her. A single mom. So it's not that somebody is undateable. Anybody can become a baby mama. Anybody can become a baby daddy. I look at it the same way I look at baby mamas. When you become a baby daddy, you got to. You let this bitch, if you impregnated this person, which shows that you're irresponsible, and then you're not even responsible enough to step up to the plate to be in a two-parent household. So what is going on with you that y'all couldn't work that out? What's going on with her that y'all couldn't work that out? You got to look at
the perspective. The last baby mama, they was together like 8 years. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what happened, but it could have been his lack of, like, you know, I guess, I don't know. I could see some leadership things going on there is what I'm kind of trying to get to. And I was getting a vibe that, like, he wanted me to be like, oh, you could use my car since your car is down. Because, like, why would you be calling me over and over at 2 a.m. talking about some? I was calling you to let you know my card isn't working. What?
Because who is you sleeping with?
It don't matter.
I just told y'all.
Yep.
I just told y'all why. Who, bruh, 2 a.m. is wild. 2 a.m. is diabolical behavior.
But that's what these niggas be doing. You gotta look at stuff the same. I don't be weighing nothing higher or lower. If you're a baby daddy of several fucking kids and several baby mamas, I'm looking at you crazy. And the funny part is that most of the time it's men that got hella baby mamas, and it's the bitch that got four kids by that one baby daddy.
Well, and it take a lot of game to get hella baby mamas, man.
But why the hell is y'all doing that? And I've been saying stuff like, this economy is that fucking great. And y'all just thought that the nut was worth it? Because the nut is expensive at this point.
Real talk to keep it though. A little advice right here. So when you move on to the next guy, you should have been having this conversation on the first two dates. Mm-hmm. Then you would never got in this deep.
Yeah.
You were never worried about a Christmas gift. Yeah. And you would never gave what the Katie Cat.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Dude, tell her again.
I agree. Let them cook. The first two days. Like, hey, okay, so what's your dynamic with the mother of your kids? And, like, are you on child support? How is that going for you?
I knew
et cetera.
But I didn't know that. And it didn't seem like an issue at first from what the eye could see. We did have conversations about, like, the dynamic and, like, what he got going on with his baby mamas. And it was pretty much like, you know, I get my kids on the weekends, you know, when I can because I work a lot. We ain't together, you know, it ain't work out. We kind of talked about like why it didn't work out. But he, you know, one thing that
Wait, hold on. Why it didn't work out?
Right. So that's what I was going to get at. One thing that I have to also think about is like when somebody puts the blame on why something didn't work out on one person, that's also a red flag. So it was a very one-sided thing. Now I don't think dude is like a bad person. I just think that he is definitely not in his like masculinity right now, and I think that he's looking to be babied, and I think I babied him, and that's what he was looking for. And because I didn't get what I was looking for in return, you know, it's not like leveling off, it's just probably, you know, not gonna work out. But I, you know, the few dates that we went on, you know, I was trying not to be like, and this is where black women, this is a real message. If you are a high maintenance female, in whatever capacity that means, stay high maintenance. Don't try to DM what you expect, what you want. Try to kind of like, you know, I'm not going to be so, you know, XYZ, because I think I found myself just trying to be like a different out the box type of myself, not have such a guard up. And be a little bit more, you know, easy on what I was, I would usually be like, hell nah. Like I like fine dining, and I haven't been on no fine dining dates with this guy. So, and I'm like, that was like, that's a thing for me too. Like, so I should not have even like went outside of like what I know I want, what I know I like, you know, just trying to see if this other route works. You're trying to live, it's hard to be in that soft girl like here and trying to like not be problematic, because when you don't speak up and you don't say what you want, you don't get what you want. So lesson learned, and I don't know what to do. Like, you know, had a guard up, it wasn't working, trying to be like that didn't work. I don't know.
Let's park it.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
All right, guys. Hey, so once again, we never got to the topic, man. This is the interview from the Kiva, man. But we got to give a shout out to Greg Gray, man. Greg Gray, you haven't been supporting us on our podcast. Our next step, we will be going over to a video podcast / TV show. It'll be live on our Facebook page, YouTube, and other platforms. Hey, Joel, you want to tell the audience a little bit about that?
Man, you cannot put a face to the people that be talking that noise for that podcast. You know, so
I'll probably be like, oh, they ugly. Oh,
who ugly? Y'all? Right. I'm going to say, who ugly?
Exactly. Exactly. They don't know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for all the haters, man, we're going to be getting in front of the camera. Give us another episode. We got 100 episodes coming up, man. We got a lot of big things planned for the show, real talk. And I'm glad we had this conversation.
I'm glad
this is
today.
Yeah, this is hilarious. This the transparency that we really have with y'all. Like, we tell real life, this is what we be doing. This not no...
I be putting my heart on the line for y'all.
Y'all done heard it all, honestly. Super transparent.
Y'all got all my tea. I'm so glad dude don't listen to the show.
Listen, he man. Might today.
You ain't pretty man.
If you hearing this, you need all the information in this episode.
He did.
And if you don't hear it, I'm sorry for you, because he really need to hear it, bro. Sometimes somebody need to wake you up like, yo, dang, they really just like describe my whole life. I need to do better, for real.
It's not like, funny. I'm not
take it as a message from God.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to look at it, Kenyatta. So, yeah, my big message, though, to wrap this up is, like, ladies, make sure that you're not, and I'm learning this too, and I blame it on me being a Leo, but I romanticize things a lot.
Yeah, funny.
And I have to stop romanticizing things before I see the full picture through. And that's the thing that I have to learn. And
you're just a hopeless romantic, Nikiva. Don't be ashamed of it.
We can't
just don't that. Spend a whole bunch of money on it, you know what I'm saying? Just
you already did.
It's okay to cook a meal for a nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it's okay to cook for a man, be nice to a man.
No,
yeah,
it's
a lot.
I feel like it's okay, Jordan, because now
it don't feel like it's okay because he broke, baby. No, like that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
At one point when I had a wall up, it's like I wasn't being like this vulnerable person. It felt good for me to live in this space. I just know I wasn't getting what I was gonna be expecting.
And it was okay to be in La La
transparent.
Land.
Transparent. Let's be transparent.
It's great to be in La La Land.
You can't be with him because of his financial predicament, bro.
That's it. That's exactly
that what I'm saying.
Don't feel bad about it in the sense that like because you're not asking for cars, bags, and goddamn shoes all the time. You asking for what it takes to have a basic relationship. Like, you have to date, you have to court. And in this economy, the economy is like, even if you he bought groceries.
In this economy, just stay single, folks.
And it's still as a man to figure it out. Because as women, let's be honest, we don't want, like, it's okay to vent, let us know what's going on, keep us in the loop, but if you know I can't help you, why is you study telling me about your problems and you don't got no plan? Like, we come up with a plan together, but can we get some ideas rolling? I don't want to just hear about, damn, now my car down, damn, now I don't got no money, damn, this happened. Okay, what you gonna do? What's gonna, like, because when I get broke, what you gonna do to help me? You can't even help me. How I'm gonna help you? How we gonna help each other?
Damn, y'all can't help each other. You can only help him, honestly. But
sorry to that man.
Sorry to that man. We saw him today, but no thing.
This has been another very informational episode of the D-Stark Show. And you could check us out on our Facebook. You could check us out on Instagram, D-Stark. Oh, no, we ain't even got no Instagram. We need an Instagram, y'all.
Yeah, our new platform.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, we need an Instagram. You could check us out on Facebook, D-Stark Show, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeart. Please listen to us on iHeart. We need that. You know what I'm saying? For all of those faithful listeners out there. Get your money up. Buy iHeartRadio. Listen to us.
Get your money up. Maybe I could keep y'all updated with this story going along, and I could do like a little small segment during the show about how it's going and like what's happening. Because literally every week has been something different, and I think y'all would be, you know, ready to keep up with this story. So we're going to name this man Mr. Child Support.
Hold up. Right. Let's just start it now. It's Love Life with Nikiva on the D-Star Show, bro.
My name is not Nikiva. Y'all be having me say that. My name is Nikiva.
What's your name?
Nikiva. Everybody love life with my Nike. Own damn name wrong.
She been going with it for 3 months.
Just like the motherfuckers at my job, they be saying my name wrong. I correct them every day.
You gonna blame us for you saying your name wrong?
Cause
that's what you told.
Went along with it.
You was born with your name, and you blaming us.
That's what I'm saying.
It's nine, and you see the NY. That's probably because the apostrophe not there, but it's capital NY apostrophe capital K E V A. And then when you look at it, you'll be able to separate. Like that's a long E because of the.
Hey, I be thinking of apostrophes in people's names. Wow,
that's crazy.
It's breaking.
Take us out.
Thank you. Go ahead,
George.
Close us out. Oh, he ought to close us out.
Oh, well, shit.
Another amazing and diabolical episode of the D Stark Show, and we out.
We out.